Blog Talk Radio.
Is he a blood? Is he Crip? Is he that? Is he this? Did he do it? You know. Look, if I shoot you, I'm brainless. Different toilet, same shit. And I'm sick of explaining this. I'm waiting on the raining. My nigga is the plaintiff. Yeah, I know what you thinking. Fucked up, ain't it? I should've known better, and I planned to. But dog, they be taking me out of my zone like a nigga with a handle. I sat back and watched it, put the gas back in the closet. I try to tie my hands like an Iraqi hostage. That nigga take shots at me, no response. I just flip and pop my collar like the Fonz. You give a nigga a footy, take you one step beyond. Could try to play you twice, the third time is the charm. You wanna conversate with the writer of the Quran? Or Old Testament? Don't test the men. I know what y'all thinking, dick. Pause. Your future's my past, I've been here before. I know when you're scheming, I feel when you plotting. I got mental vision, intuition, I know where you're going. I read your mind's navigational system. Everybody whispering, whispering. Streets are talking, niggas is gossiping. Bitches calling your shit, what's the cause of it? I need to know. You see me with a bodyguard, that means police is watching. And I only use his weight to keep my clockin'. But when shit goes down, you know who's doing the poppin'. And if you don't know, guess who's doing the droppin'. S dot again, y'all got him in a bad mood. Bad mood, that's bad news. How many times have I got to prove? How many loved ones have you got to lose? Before you realize that it's probably true. Whatever Jigga say, Jigga probably do. Shit, I paid my dues, I made the news. I came in the door for Dolo Blaze the crew. And the streets say Jigga can't go back home. You know when I heard that? When I was back home. I'm comfortable, dog. Brooklyn to Rome. Or any Martin Luther. Don't part with your future. Don't ever question if I got the heart to shoot ya. The answer is simply too dark for the user. And as a snot nose, they said that he got flows. But will he be able to drop those before the cops close in? But the shots froze him. And he's dead and gone from what the block has spoken. My God, everybody's stressing. Who's his baby's mom? Who he got pregnant? Let me tell you,
When the streets is talking, niggas is gossiping. Bitches only your shit, what's the cause of it? I need to know. When the streets is talking, niggas is gossiping. Bitches only your shit, what's the cause of it? I need to know.
Murder in the hall, if you must know. I lost my pops when I was 11, 12 years old. He's probably somewhere where the liquor's taking its toll. But I ain't mad at you, Dad. Holla at your land. I grew up pushing snowflakes, the niggas that was probate. The stress to take a young nigga, give him an old face. All I did was smoke, joke, think and drink. Cop came and complained, front row watch game. I seen niggas before me with a chance to write their own script. Slip up and change the story. I seen young niggas go out in a blaze of glory. Before reaching puberty, scared a nigga truthfully. I took trips with so much shit in the whip that if the cops pulls us over, the dog would get sick. Sniff, smell me nigga, the real me nigga. Minus the rumors, holla if you feel me nigga. The streets is not only watching, but they talking now. Shit, they got me circling the block if I'm parking now. Don't get it twisted, I ain't bitching, I'm just cautious now. Sub, under the parker, extra cautious now. Hit a 6-seed up, you fell out of your dent. I get word through the street like Bell and a Sprint. I feel a vibe and I hear the rumors. But fuck it, I'm still alive and I'm still in June. I know staff are law. Niggas wanna press me, put my back to the wall. For pressure bust pipes, I know I spat to y'all. To know me, to love me, you see me, can't be me, hate this. Fuck you, I got guns like Neo and Matrix. Cross the family, think Max, sweet like Cairo. A soft like Plato, get knocked off like Fredo. Cold to y'all, they find you with a hole in your dome. I roll with niggas that'll follow you and go to your home. Thought you ball, but nigga, you fall to my defense. Catch you while they reaching. Clip you, then I cross you, then I leave him. Apply four-court pressure like 4-4 cards. Get you out of here. Pull pressure to the trigger. Bullets flying threes. You forever rest under bullshit. Dirt lies and leaves. I do bullshit. Dirt tell lies and leaves. Look at my eyes, real lies and beams. Niggas wanna despise the team. To our playhead coach and straight up divide their team. Trade their man for some pies and a couple of things. To the bullet. Motherfuckers. Yeah.
It's the Streets is Talking Sports Talk Show with a twist of hip-hop from a street perspective. It's Super Saturday. I'm your host, L Boogie. I got the Dream Team with me. Styles the God, T-Roll, ICE, and the traffic controller, the engineer, OG the Buck. We in the building, baby, with the DOT Rizzy on the West Coast. On that
man,
left coast.
Early morning. Good early morning, man, from the west side of things, from the left coast. You know what I'm saying? It's early, but the sun is shining. Guess what, y'all? It's going to be hot. I don't even want to tell you how hot it's going to be, but I'm going to tell your ass anyway. 97 degrees, so you know your boy jumping in the pool. Good morning. What it do, OG the Buck?
Rub it in thick. Rub it in thick. Why don't you? 94 degrees and 7 in the morning on the West Coast. You's a dirty dog. But I'm going to tell you how I'm feeling. Speaking of dogs, I'm feeling like... Bro, don't give it to him. Don't give it to him. Shout out to my man DMX, man. You know what I say right now? Let's go.
Man, let's go. It's the Masters. And the ironic thing about the Masters is it's like the granddaddy of them all in golf. Very elusive. You can win that and still be one of the greatest and don't win any other Grand Slam golf tournament. So it's 36 holes left, T Rizzy. You got the leaderboard, Justin Rose. He's a minus 7. Will Zalortis. Zalortis. He's minus 6. Jordan Spieth, he's minus 5. You got Justin Thomas. You got, you know, Bryson, DeChambeau. Who do you think, Ro? 36 holes left. Who you think is going to prevail, man? And you notice I didn't say my man, our man Rory McIlroy, man. He's not on the leaderboard as of right now. He's not top of it, I should say.
Yeah, he got a bad start on Thursday. You know what I mean? So, you know, if you don't start off good in the Masters, it could cost you if you don't know how to make it up on Saturday and Sunday. So today and tomorrow will be a very important day for these guys, Justin Rose, Jordan Spieth, and Dustin Johnson, and Bryson, all these guys that we know that have really showed up before the Masters even started on Thursday. These are the guys that we've been looking at. And on Friday, we were thinking like, oh man, this ain't gonna be a good Masters because of, it's not wet, so the ball when you hit it just don't stop. You know, it's a good weather out there in Augusta, and when you got these type of conditions, the ball seems to roll a little bit faster. You got to really know where you're gonna hit the ball, and what we saw on Friday was an example of, yeah, you better get it right. So a lot of guys did change it around on Friday. But Justin Rose, man, give him a lot of props for having that lead right now for the Masters. I believe that if Justin Rose can continue to keep up, he's, you know, one of the first guys to have an outright lead after a 36-hole spot in the Masters. And if he can keep it up, I believe that he will eventually end up winning the Masters. But we got a lot of good players right now. And that young boy, I can't think of his name right now, but the young one is doing big things, and I like what he's doing. I'm going to give you his name in a minute, but that young fellow right there is really on one that's really putting his name out there. But needless to say, I'm going to say if Justin Rose can keep it up, he got a couple of guys that are chasing him. But it looks like this is Justin Rose's Masters to lose at this point because he started off kind of rough yesterday with the lead. And kind of he didn't lose it, but he dropped a couple of shots, but he made it right back up on the back nine. So I believe that if Justin Rose keeps that up, he'll be just fine. What you think, Boo?
Whew. I hope Justin be just ice. I hope that he turns into ice and he keeps it up. But it's a man that's two shots behind. And his first name is Jordan. His first name is Jordan.
And he's from Texas.
And,
don't forget that.
Right. And he's from Texas. And this is his kind of course, meaning that the ball is fast and he hits a long ball. Girls dig the long ball. I'm going to go with Justin Spieth down the stretch. I think he's going to make up ground today. I'm sorry, Jordan. I think that he's going to make up ground today and maybe be the leader. I think he's going to come up, and it's going to be a dramatic finish, but I'm going to go with Jordan Spieth to round off, man. He's down two today, but the pressure, it gets the guys. And I don't know if Justin has just iced in his veins to finish the job. So I'm going Jordan Spieth, man. Spieth, man, to win the match.
You know, it's gonna get good because, you know, on Saturdays and Sundays, if your booty hole get tight, yeah, it could cause – you know how Sundays get. Yeah, it could be you could be in the negative status, but on Sunday you could definitely go plus. Yes, yeah.
Right. But I'll say this, T-Row. I'm gonna say this. It's some other things going on in the state of Georgia. They're trying to change some rules about voting or whatnot. And Major League Baseball has pulled the All-Star game from there. The Mavericks have been getting a little flack about people maybe not speaking up about it or delaying the tournament. So for me, it's from Atlanta, it's 2 hours away, and the city of Augusta needs that tournament there just for their economic prowess. So I'm not in favor of taking away, you know, the Masters or whatnot, but we know they just put an S on it. We know that they just start letting, you know, blacks in the club. So your take, do you think that, you know, golf got it right by not, you know, moving the Masters or even bringing these things up?
Yes. Like you say, it's very important for the state of Georgia to have an event like this. For what's been going on since the election in November, this has been one of the hottest states that has been talked about on the news. You know what I mean? So I will say this. Thank God that they were able to have the NBA All-Star game and have that completed. I know that kind of helped out the city, but with the Major League Baseball All-Star game being moved to a different location, hopefully this will bring light to that state, and hopefully they can get it right. So that way, you know, Georgia is a beautiful place. If you ain't never been to Atlanta, if you ain't never been to any little city in the state of Georgia, you would love it. They're very friendly, and it's a whole bunch of colored people down there. You know what I mean? And for the Masters to finally let us in, I believe that we're headed in the right direction. But at the same time, it's a great idea to put a pause on that All-Star game for baseball in that state, so that way, you know, we're still trying to bring attention to, you know, the situation at hand. So, yes, sir, I believe that it was a great thing to have the Masters there, because this is one of the biggest events that, you know, even if you don't watch golf, you watch it on Sunday during the Masters, because you know normally around this time, this is when we see Tiger Woo-Woo wearing that ring, you know what I mean? So, with that being said, you know, after we get done talking about this, you know, we got to talk about Tiger Woo-Woo and the things that happened that caused him not to be participating in this year's Masters. But what do you think? You think Georgia got it right by moving the All-Star game and having the Masters still held in Georgia this year?
Well, we up against it. I'm going to say this. I think Major League Baseball got it wrong because you just opened up a Pandora box. You moved it to Colorado. Now, their laws and things might be similar to, you know, the laws in Georgia. So I think baseball just a knee-jerk reaction to the situation. I think they should have thought it through a little bit more. Because we know that the Major League Baseball game is always a moving part anyway. It goes to different cities. So for that reason, I don't think that you move it. Because other cities, other states have these type of provisions that they're trying to pass laws on voting. So I think they should have thought it out more. I thought that they should have let it stay. And think of something else to go with the movement. So I respectfully disagree with you, Ro. But let's go to break.
Man, it's a tough boy down there in Georgia. You know they was the last state to get their votes in, man.
Right, we're gonna get Styles the guy in on after the commercial break and tell us his Masters projected winner and talk about Hubert Davis, man. We need to talk about his press conference. Was he misunderstood? And will this hurt the University of North Carolina with recruiting going forward? It's Big Time Saturday. The Streets is Talking Sports Talk Show with a twist of hip hop. I'm your host, L Boogie, T-Row. Styles the God, Ice E, OG the Buck, R.I.H. to the man DMX, man. Put your exes up. Yeah.
Stitches wanna try, stitches wanna lie, stitches wonder why, stitches wanna die. All I know is pain, all I feel is rain. I cannot maintain with madness on my brain. I resort to violence, my killers move in silence. Like you don't know what I silence, and your killers are wildest. Dogs and quit it. You want it? Come and get it. Fuck it, then we split it. Damn right we did it. What the F you gon' do when we run up on you? Messing with the wrong crew. Don't know what we gon' do. I'ma have to show how easily we blow. Let me find out there's some more that's running with Joe. Nothing we can't handle. Break it up and dismantle. Light it up like a candle. Just cause I can't stand you. Put my stuff on tape like you busting grapes. Think you holding weight and you haven't met the apes. Stop. Drop. And be crazy, stop acting like a baby. Mind your business, lady. Nosy people get it too. When you see me spit at you, you know I'm trying to get rid of you. Yeah, I know it's pitiful. That's how killers get down. Watch my killers spit round. Make you suckers get round. Just for talking crown. Oh, you think it's funny? Then you don't know me, money. It's about to get ugly. Whatever, dog, I'm hungry. I guess you know what that means. Come up off that green. Drive niggas over me. Don't make it a murder scene. Give a dog a bone. Leave a dog alone. Let a dog roam and he'll find his way home. Home of the brave, my home is the cave. And yo, I'm a slave to my home is the grave. I'ma pull papers, it's all about the papers. Chickens caught the papers and now they wanna rape us.
Stop, drop, shut them down, open up shop.
Get at me, dog, and I rips. But this one here, I flips. Cause you can know when I kicks. Gonna be some fix. What was that look for when I walked in the door? Oh, you thought you was raw? Boom, not anymore. Cause now you on the floor. Wishing you never saw me walk through that door with that 4-4. Now it's time for bed. Two more to the head. Got the floor in. Yeah, that maggot's dead. Another unsolved mystery. It's going down in history. Because they never did it to me. Because they can't get to me. That's
groove. Got them all like, ooh. So to the next time you hear this dog rhyme, try to keep your mind on getting prime.
Stop, drop, shut them down, open up shop.
Talk is cheap, motherfucker.
Ooh-wee. Shout out to the man. If you didn't already, you need to throw your X's up. Throw your X up for our man's in there, Earl DMX Simmons, man. The Streets is Talking Sports Talk Show with a twist of hip hop. And that being said, Earl was the first, man. Didn't know about DMX, I'm about to let you know. He was the first rapper, not Pac, not Biggie, not LL, not Jay-Z, to have his first five albums debut at number one. First five.
And Pop, and he was the first rapper to sell out a continent. A rapper, not a pop star.
Australia.
A rapper. To sell out a whole continent.
He was the first rapper to debut two. He had two albums in 1 year to debut at number one. Are you kidding me? Shout out to
DMX. I got a DMX quote if I can read it to you guys.
Everybody come up with their favorite one, and I got one too, DB. It might be like yours, but what's your favorite DMX quote, man?
Now, bear with me because I'm reading this off the gram and I can barely see it. And I hope y'all can hear me clear. Last I heard, y'all niggas was having sex with the same sex. I show no love to homos and thugs. Empty out, reload it, and throw more slugs. How you going to explain fucking a man? Even if we squash the beast, I ain't touching your hand.
Ooh.
I don't buck with chumps. For those who've been to jail, that's the cat with Kool-Aid on his lips and pump. I don't fuck with niggas that think they broad. Only know how to be one way. That's the dog. My man DMX, rest in peace, dog.
Styles of God, what's your favorite DMX line, man?
Man, flesh of my flesh, blood of my blood. My favorite DMX line is when he growled like a pit bull on the track, man. You ain't never heard, and you never will hear another rapper get on the track and sound like a pit bull that's been locked in the cage for 9 months without no food. That's my favorite DMX tape. When he get up there, he go. That's my favorite quote.
See, Rizzy, what's your favorite quote, man?
Man, I don't have no quote. My favorite thing about DMX when he going hard, you know what time it is. Because he barking at your ass like, I hope you heard what I just said. So every time DMX started barking, you know that song was on top of the charts, dog. Because he was the first one to come in. You like, why is this dude barking? Like, he love dogs that much. This motherfucker got to bark every time he say something. But if you realize when he at your ass, he done said something so hard, you got to rewind it or you got to bring it back. You know what I'm saying? So, shout out to my dude DMX. Had an opportunity to meet him out here in Arizona and them Rough Rider boys. And, you know, man, I'm a really miss that guy. My dude DMX was very cool, was very laid back, had a cool crew. But them they were off they rocks, let me tell you. But there was one thing about DMX that I do know. They respected the hell out of that dude for the work that he put in. So to DMX, man, you surely and solely going to be missed. And, man, just hate to happen that you had to go out that way. You know what I mean? Boomy, what's your favorite quote of that boy, the DMX? The dog, baby.
it's just ironic, man, that some places I go and some people, you know, hey, you look like DMX. And I used to, no, I don't. I don't look like DMX. Not at all. But my favorite DMX line is not from, right, it's not from a song, it's from a movie. And one of the quotes was, learn how to put weed in a bag, then get money. And the parallel of that was, it's levels. You can't be NBA until you become high school's good. You can't be NBA until you become college good. It's level. So, you know, that was one of my favorite lines, man, from the movie. And me and OG the Buck always say this, you know, you die gonna eat books. Oh, hey, when him and Nas was in the car.
Can't eat no books.
Oh,
yeah.
Man.
Yeah. Yeah. I was trying to think of the line when he told old boy at the table before old boy shot himself.
Right. Man. But let me ask you this, Thousand Guy, before we go to Hubert Davis press conference, really quick, 10, 15, say who you got in the Masters, really quick. If you have a favorite,
y'all already know who I got, man. Y'all already know who I got. Tiger Woods ain't in it. I'm going with my boy Jordan Spieth. My boy Jordan Spieth, he's
okay.
Back. He back 3-4 shots right now. I seen it last.
Two.
He was back 3-4 shots. Okay, 2 shots. Oh, he back 2.
Yeah,
oh, yeah. He definitely closing it out today. He's going to close 2 shots. That pressure going to bust them other boys' pipes. I'm telling y'all, listen here. Jordan Spieth, he is the man. He will overcome these 2 shots. I thought it was 3 shots, but if it's 2, he's definitely going to overcome it. If it was 3, he would have had a long day, but he got 2 behind. He's gonna track them boys down. Them other boys ranked, you know, 55th in the world, you know, 60th in the world. They all right. They, you know, my man that's number 1, he's shooting real good. But Spieth, guys. Spieth is my guy. That's who I got.
Man.
Yeah,
Spieth,
of course,
Jordan.
You do. Yeah,
let me,
of course you do.
Let me. We're gonna go to the. It's been trending, been buzzing real hard. As we all know, Hubert Davis. Our last show, we talked about his hiring at University of North Carolina, and he had the press conference. And this is one of the snippets that he said at the press conference, world. And I want to get the Dream Team's take on this.
It is significant, Steve, that it's significant that I'm African-American and I'm the head coach here. It's significant. I know that in terms of Division I head coaches all around the country, only 26% of the head coaches for Division I men's basketball are compromised by minorities, specifically African Americans. I know that it is significant that I'm the 4th African American head coach in any sport in the history of the University of North Carolina. I'm very proud to be African American, but I'm also very proud that my wife is white, and I'm very proud that my 3 beautiful, unbelievable kids are a combination of both of us. It is significant.
I just want to know, Styles the Guy, what did you get out of that take? And will this affect University of North Carolina's recruiting going forward?
I don't think it's going to affect the recruiting because of the school status, okay? But What I would like to say, you know, and I don't wanna offend anybody, but nobody cares that your wife is white. Patrick Mahomes' mom is white. Nobody care, okay? Only people care about is
are you going to win as a coach in North Carolina? Nobody don't care about the wife is white and your kids and all that stuff, okay? Everybody knows that obviously you have a family, you know what I'm saying, and every coach has a family, okay? We all know that, okay? Now, if there's no, you know, health issues along with his wife and kids, you know, I do want to go on by saying, don't nobody care about your wife and kids. What are you going to do for the University of North Carolina? Why did we hire you? You missed the whole point of why did the University of North Carolina take you from being an assistant coach to being a head coach, brother? We don't care about your wife being white, your kids being half mixed, what you got as an African American, what's going on as African. We don't care about none of that. We already, it's enough of that going on CNN, MSNBC. It's enough of that going on. We are in the sports world. It's ESPN. It's interviews. This is sports interviews. What are you doing for the Tar Heels, brother? That's what we want to know. I didn't hear nothing. Okay, so from what I took out of that interview, North Carolina is going to be terrible. I wouldn't want to go there if I got my coach worried about his white wife and his kids and not worried about what he's going to do for the basketball program and how he's going to help us elevate and get back to the plateau of being the North Carolina Tar Heels. That is my take. Yeah.
Streets, T-Rizzy, can you follow that up?
Yes, I can. And I'm going to say, I agree with STG, the young one. It had nothing to do with what you were talking about. It's not going to hurt recruiting at the University of North Carolina. Everybody wants to wear powder blue and white. Everybody wants to have the Jordan symbol, the original Jordan symbol, where you can go and get any color Jordans that you want for free. But I'm going to say this. It's all about winning. Hubert Davis, you know, you should have been talking about winning and what you're going to do for the University of North Carolina. Fellas, we all know it's like the NFL. Not for long. Your ass ain't winning in 2 or 3 years. Let Hubert Davis only win 10 games a season in the next 3 years. I guarantee his ass will be an assistant or his ass won't be coaching no more. But he getting an opportunity of a lifetime. When you have an opportunity of a lifetime like this one, you better take full advantage of it, being at the University of North Carolina. One thing I know about North Carolina is that you can't really name no other coach besides Dean Smith before Roy Williams was named the coach and just retired. Hubert Davis, I hope you win. So that way your name can be associated with the two coaches that got the championship there at North Carolina. As far as recruiting, that ain't going to hurt him, boo. What he said, I hope it doesn't hurt, but I don't think it's going to have an effect. He just should have talked more about the University of North Carolina. Yeah, we all know you part of the 5% of the color of coaches that sit on the bench right now. But, man, you didn't have to let that be known. We already know that. Talk about them Tar Heels and what you plan on doing moving forward, player. That's what I wanted to know. But we gonna see, because you know how boosters do. They don't give a damn who you are. If your ass ain't winning, your ass will be gone. Boo me. Man, what you think about the old press conference, man? Did he take it too far? Did he go left? What happened?
I respectfully disagree with you guys. It will affect recruiting. You want to know why? For an example, let's not forget, guys, the black woman has not only been, you know, victimized and raped and everything. Let's just look at the black woman. It's a lot of single black women out there with some star athletes. It's a lot of single parenting. And that lady, got up there. I mean, and that lady, they already feel like they have to do certain things on the Black Beauty side to be accepted. So I think it will affect recruiting because the black mother, single parent, a lot of them, is going to look at that interview at that press conference and going to say, what does he think about me as I bring my son in front of him? The way he said it, guys, the way that he said it, it was like he was putting the black women down. And you have to look at that. Now, hold on, let me finish. Now, in this generation, and it's a lot of kids, biracial, student athletes that are nice. So it may relate. You got Ben Simmons, you got the Ball brothers, you know what I mean? But who thought that Nolan Richardson's, let him rest in peace, his wife was white? He never brought that to the table. And he talked about civil rights. My thing is, yes, we didn't have to know that, you know, your wife was white, but how you said it may affect your recruiting moving forward with black mothers. Street.
I don't know.
When we get back.
I don't know, man. Because, boo, you know how
it is. When we get back. I'm listening.
Man.
No, man.
You know. Single mothers are looking for their kids to get the best opportunity that's out there and available. If there is a scholarship that is offered to a top prospect that is a student of just being a black kid, an all-black kid with an all-black mama, that don't necessarily mean she's going to shut him down. I don't know, man.
I didn't say she would. I'm just saying that could be in the back of their mind. Moving forward,
right.
Moving their kid. Now, the top kid, Cade Cunningham, where did he go? Oklahoma State. Scotty Barnes, Florida State. My man, Moody, he went to Arkansas. A lot of these guys are not considering UNC. And they were top 10. I didn't say that they didn't get a top 10 because they got two of them. But I'm just saying, moving forward, it could affect it. I didn't say it would, but possibly it can
because
of those comments.
Yes. I feel you.
Street,
but I want that
Street.
Blue and white with that Jordan symbol on it. That's what I want.
I just
you can always get that.
On the real, he done gave all his personal information up, his kids, biracial, his wife. Why he ain't give his social security number up? His home address, his bank account number.
God.
I mean, make it real, man. Make me want to know,
check.
Man. I don't care nothing about the white being white,
man.
Boy.
Man, hey, we 2 weeks away from the draft. If you the Jets, if you're the 49ers, and you're the Atlanta Falcons, what do you do 2, 3, and 4? We're going to ask the Dream Team when we come back. Callers, please stay on the lines. We see you. It's the Streets. Super Saturday. Tell a friend to tell a friend to tell a whole lot of girlfriends. Streets.
But I'm always right. So I know how to shoot. And I know how to fight. If I tell you once, I'll tell you twice. I'm real discreet. Like a thief in the night. Look. If I call you babe, you babe for the day, or babe for the night, you not my wife. She wanna kill her, so fuck all night. I wanna fuck on the thigh, give me head on night. AP, big rocks, in the hood with the realest. 5K on the dinner, bring $300 to the dealer. I did some wrong, but I'm always right. Said I know how to shoot, and I know how to fight. If I tell you once, I'll tell you twice. I'm real discreet, like a thief in the night.
I'm rich but I'm riding, I'm low on exotic. I'm about to fly out and go get me some. Nothing ain't sweet, all this money on me. 100 rats in the bag, that's 100 bun. Baby OG, I been running these streets. Got a game from LeSean on my mama's son. Learned about the triple cross when I was young. And I know I ain't going, so I keep a gun. I threw to Paris just to buy some Dior. She begging for attention, I don't see her. CIP pop, I wish that you can see us. Million cash plus whenever I go real. I got some niggas in the street, won't beat me. I got the industry trying to beat me. I just go Ray Charles, they can't see me. I'm in a Rolls Royce with a Remy.
But I'm always right. So I know how to shoot, and I know how to fight. If I tell you once, I'll tell you twice. I'm real discreet, like a thief in the night.
Yeah, like a thief in the night. I pull up, give a D for the night.
Uh-huh.
Tryna fuck in the BSI. We can't fuck up my seat cause they white. I'm living like Thriller, I only come out at the nighttime. She don't fuck with liquor, don't like being sister. She don't do the Henny, just white wine. Pop the cork on some new Pinot Grigio.
Yeah.
I pull up in the Porsche with a freaky hoe. Mm. Park the Porsche and pull up in the Lambo. I hop out, Major Payne, rockin' camo.
Yes,
think you make a fuck, let a man go. Like to shoot, light you up, bitch, I'm Rambo. Cuban link full of rocks, it's a choke. Rest in peace to the pop, make me smoke you.
I did some wrong, but I'm always right. So I know how to shoot, and I know how to fight. I tell you once, I'll tell you twice. I'm real discreet, like a thief in the night.
It's the Streets is Talking Sports Talk Show with a twist of hip hop from a street perspective. Shout out to our mans and them, DMX. And that's another line everybody uses. That's your mans. That's your mans and them. Ooh-wee. Shout out to the ex, man. Throw your ex up today, man. Throw your ex up. We've been talking about the masters, who you got, you know what I mean? And it's going to come down to the wire. We're going to see, you know. We've been talking about Hubert Davis and his press conference about him being proud of his, you know, of his white wife. We didn't need to know that. She could have been Asian. She could have been Colombian. We don't know. Who cares? Will it affect UNC moving forward with recruits? Some say no, it shouldn't, just because of the name. I say it may. It might possibly hurt UNC moving forward. Now, let's get to football. 2 weeks away. We know Trevor Lawrence is going number one. But if you're the Jets at two, you're the 49ers at three, and you're the Falcons at four, what do you do as a GM? T. Rizzy, you're on the clock. Jets is up. Do you take Justin Fields?
Man, look.
Do you take Matt Jones?
It's some cool quarterbacks that you can take at number two and at number three. And to be honest with you, I mean, it's looking like like you said, we know where the boy that looked like a girl going. We know he going to Jacksonville. You know what I'm saying? We know Trevor Lawrence is going to get that spot. But then when you start talking about Mac Jones, and then when you start talking about Justin Fields, you start talking about Mac Jones, you start talking about your quarterback from North Dakota State, you know, I really believe, and you talk about your boy from BYU, the Zach guy. They gonna take a quarterback, man. And it's not gonna be ironic, because you know that these teams need quarterbacks. With the Jets getting rid of Sam Darnold and having him go his way, we know the Jets are gonna get a quarterback. We know Atlanta has been playing around talking about they gonna trade up, or what should they do with the trade. You know,
I'm just gonna say this, man. I have this gut feeling that Justin Fields is gonna get drafted higher than everybody's thinking, and I think Justin Fields is going home. I really believe that, man. I believe that Justin Fields is going to get a warm welcoming from the Atlanta Falcons, letting them know, man, we happy that you here, because the Atlanta Falcons got the receiver core. They have the running game. I just think they need a more mobile quarterback. The Jacksonville Jaguars, the Jets, the San Francisco 49ers are the ones that really are going to throw a monkey wrench in everything. Because what I believe, I don't think they're going to really get a quarterback. I think this is where your boy Devontae Adams comes into play. Devontae Jones comes into play, your wide receiver for the University of Alabama. Because that boy, that's special. I don't know if anybody seen that guy, the last Heisman Trophy winner. I don't know if anybody ever seen that kid. His name is Devontae Smith. That's his name. But, man, listen here. That dude right there, I think he's going to find his way in the top five, man. That's just my thoughts, man. That's why I'm thinking, like we talked about on Wednesday, five quarterbacks going. I don't think it's going to be five quarterbacks. It's going to be an offensive lineman. It's going to be a wire. It's going to be something thrown in there that's going to make us say, what the hell are they doing? But like we all know, when April 29th comes, man, it's going to be so much to happen. And we're going to be like, uh-oh. Because these people got, it's called pocket change. We call those draft picks. They got pocket change. Atlanta got, they can do just about anywhere and get what they need, okay? San Fran got a couple of picks they can give up and do what they want to do. But I just don't see, I mean, as of right now, I just don't see those top four or five teams really making some trades to do something crazy. I think it's going to be like three or four quarterbacks going in the top ten, but it's going to be, Devontae Smith sits in there somewhere, man, in the top five. I just can't say where. But I know the Jets going to get a quarterback because of what they did this week. It's just the 49ers and Atlanta. I can't really put my finger on it, man. But I know Atlanta, they better get Justin Fields if they smart. That's what they better do. STG, what you think of the draft, man? Who's going where? Who's doing what?
Well, I'll tell you one thing, fellas. For years, we've known to listen to Adam Schefter. And am I correct? We all agree with that dream team, Adam Schefter. He's the one. Okay, my man Adam Schefter, and he done reported that Zach Wilson, the quarterback, is going to the Jets. So, but if I was the Jets, I'm not taking Zach Wilson. He didn't play anybody. He doesn't have any. His resume is not strong enough for me. I don't care what he looks like with no defense, running to the left, throwing 70 yards. I don't care about that, okay? I done seen guys do that in high school that I played with, okay? I done seen my boy Will Blandon run to the left and throw the ball 70, 80 yards. He used to warm up doing that, and this is high school. So I don't care that Zach Wilson can do that. And he's supposed to be a professional quarterback, okay? The Jets, we all know, every move they make is terrible, so we don't expect them to make any good moves. So Zach Wilson, they will be taking him. If I'm Atlanta, if I'm the GM of Atlanta, okay, and I have Matt Ryan, I have the best receiver in the NFL, Julio Jones, I have a young stud coming up at the other wide receiver slot, I'm going to take an offensive lineman to protect my quarterback. I'm going to take an offensive lineman so we can run the ball a little bit and have a little bit better of a play action for my wide receiver threat that I have for this great tight end I just paid all this money to. Matt Ryan still has a couple of years left. I wouldn't worry about a quarterback right now. If I was Atlanta, I would worry about getting my offensive line together in the draft and in free agency to become contenders. Because just a few years ago, we were in the Super Bowl up 28 points against Tom Brady and the New England Patriots. So I don't want to forget that as a GM. Okay. And if I'm the next pick is who has the next pick? Who has the next pick in the draft? Fellas, who got the next pick in the draft after Atlanta?
At five?
Yeah, yeah. Cincinnati.
Yeah,
the other Ohio
Cincinnati.
Team.
Cincinnati. And if I'm Cincinnati, now I'm taking the tight end kid or a wide receiver if I'm Cincinnati Bengals. What I'm going to do, or in some Cincinnati as well, in free agencies and in the draft, I will get an offensive line to protect my quarterback, Joe Burrow, who I just took in the first pick in the draft. So we're going to really shake up the draft with linemen and wide receivers, give my man some threats and give him some protection. So that's how I sum up my top 2-5 if I was a GM in the NFL. That's how I would sum it up.
Ugh, that was nasty. Boo, what's happening in the third, fourth pick, man? Trade?
Ooh.
What's happening? Quarterback? Wide receiver?
Mm.
What you see in your crystal ball?
I'm going to say this, and I'm going to agree with Styles of God about the Jets. I mean, they've been 1-2 their whole life, honestly, since high school. And I think it should be that way going into the league with Justin Fields going to the Jets. However, you know, Shaft, he's on it. Per ESPN, he's saying that the Jets are in love with my mans in them. So I tell you what, and I'd say that because of my man, you know, DMX. So I just wanted the world to know. It's DMX day, you know. But the 49ers, that's what concerns me. If you're the 49ers, do you get Matt Jones or do you get Justin Fields? I'm going Justin Fields, man. I think he has more upside. Now, neither program has pedigree at the quarterback position, and the jury is still out on Tua. So, let's be honest, you're surrounded by pro players already at their respective position. So playing quarterback is not that tough, you know. So let's be honest. That being said, I got to go Justin Fields. If I'm Atlanta, do I get Justin Fields if he's there? I may, but I might go with my man Chase from LSU. I might not go with Smith. Yes, I might not can't go with Smith.
They loaded with receivers.
But let's remember, Julio Jones is getting long in the tooth. Let's get someone to replace him at the number one. We know next year's quarterback class is MBG. So,
but you can't forget they just gave Julio a 3-year extension now, and on top of that, why would you want to give somebody to protect your quarterback? You know what I'm saying? Like, they just gave him a 3-year extension, so they obviously think he got 5 years left in it. He had 2 years left on the deal, and they gave him 3 on top of that, so that's 5 years. So they obviously think we can get a receiver next year. Right now, we free agents, we don't need to be drafting anybody but a lineman to protect our quarterback and some corners to help stop these receivers. You need to. That's what we need to do.
Man, this is the offensive league at this point. I can maybe get a lineman later on in the draft, but I can't pass up a Mr. Chase like you couldn't pass up a Julio Jones. Remember, let's remember this. Julio Jones, the last 3 years, have averaged only 10 games a season. That's not to be your number one and get paid all that money. That's not a lot. That's very. It's to be the top three receiver in the league. You got to at least play 13 or 14 games.
They just drafted Calvin Ridley, who's getting 13, 14 catches a game, killing the NFL right now.
You get Chase. That's how you keep the pass rush off. They got to drop back in coverage. You got to pick your poison. But
I say this. If Devontae Smith falls to Miami and plays with Tua, it's going to be a problem.
Tua can't hit.
Very interesting draft, man.
Tua can't hit a tractor trailer tire on the move.
Let him get one of his receivers that he used to throwing the ball to, and you'll see what he's going to be about.
He can't hit a garbage can that you roll to the curb that they give us. He could hit that if he wanted to stand his field, too. He's garbage. He is what he is. Don't go to Miami. Go somewhere with a quarterback.
Two of the trash, you may call him, huh?
Two is in the trash. So, yeah, he's a trash bag.
When we come back, man, we're going to get to the callers, man. If we can get some in the queue, maybe get a caller or two, we're going to see, man. But it's the streets. Give us a call, 515-605-9370. Hey, man, shout out to the ex. Throw your ex up. Tell a friend and tell a friend.
Ooh-wee.
Tell a whole lot of girlfriends. Yes, indeed. Let's go.
She going crazy. Weezy produced it and Weezy F made me. And she held it down, so she got a Mercedes. Your Money Records, the Army, the Navy. It ran me 10,000, I threw it like Brady. The foreign is yellow like Tracy and Katie. I trusted my niggas, they never betray me. Met all these niggas, they sweeter than Sadie. When I started out, I just took what they gave me. Did all the favors, they never repay me. It worked in my favor, cause nobody saved
me. Brand new whip, got no keys. Tell them my clothes, no stash, please. Soon as I nut, you can go leave. Got M's in the bank, like yes, indeed. Cartier glasses, I won't even peek at you. Yellow Ferrari like Pikachu. I got him waiting and watching what he gon' do. Tryna pee what I do, tryna steal my moves. 2500 for a new pair of tennis shoes. The same price I can make them young and come and finish you. Though you being charged, he a Jewish like a voodoo. Be a dope boy, 100,000 in his visa. President's attention, slide by, we don't see you. I been getting money, I ain't worried about what he do. I'm getting money like I'm from the 80s. Men Dre by the drop, man, this shit gon' go crazy. They know I'm the truth, coming straight from the basement. I'm straight as a street, man, I come from the pavement. A million and a hundreds, it make them go crazy. Wham, 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 bitch on the baby. Brand new whip, got no keys. Tell them my clothes, no stash, please. Soon as I nut, you can go leave. Got M's in the bank, like yes, indeed. Me and my dog going off the way. When you're living like this, they supposed to hate. Brand new whip, got no keys. Tell them my clothes, no stash, please. Soon as I nut, you can go leave. Got M's in the bank, like yes, indeed. Me and my dog going off the way. When you're living like this, they supposed to hate.
It's the streets is talking, sports talk show with a twist of hip hop from a street perspective. The Dream Team, L Boogie, T Rose, Styles the Guy, ICE, and my man's in there bringing the funk, OG the Buck. Oh, yeah. Man, we've been talking about the Masters. Who you got? The last 36 holes. We got Jordan. We got Jordan Spieth, Justin Rose, Will Zalatoris. Man, it's going down. Hubert Davis and his press conference. What do you think about this? NFL. The streets is talking, man. Who are you going to take if you're 3-4? Quarterback? And if you do, who are you taking? Matt Jones, Justin Fields. Like the other two guys are inked in. Ooh-wee. It's the Streets Talk, a sports talk show with a twist of hip-hop. We come on live every Wednesday, 7 p.m. Eastern Time, every Saturday, 10 a.m. Eastern Time. Get with us on the podcast, blogtalkradio.com, category sports, search box, the streets, that's DA, the streets is talking. Hey, man, time to get the callers in the asylum. And we already know he gonna bring the funk, man. Our man P, what the deal, P? You in the building, baby?
My uncle's from another mother. What's up, gentlemen? How y'all doing?
Man,
there go P Funk. What it do, baby?
There he go.
What's up, man?
How you doing? How you doing, P?
Yeah, what's I haven't been deal, on here for about, you know, I mean, a few episodes, so you know. I know y'all was probably all on Michigan case for losing it. Shout out to Baylor. I told y'all they was going to win it all. You know, it was unquestioned. But, yeah, great tournament overall. Just had to, you know, recap on that since I didn't show up.
Oh, yeah. No doubt.
Jay!
What do you think about the rant of Hubert Davis and the NFL and the Masters? What you got on your mind, P? It's on you.
Man. Listening to when you played the soundbite, you know, from his press conference, that was like the first time I was hearing, you know, I had saw that he got hired, but I didn't get to see his press conference. And hearing that soundbite, you know, I was with him like halfway through it. You know, he was saying, you know, I'm 20-some percent of black men coaching in college, but I'm with him, you know, okay. You know, shout your race out, you know, the progress that y'all being made. Then, like, he switched and talked about, you know, his wife is white, his kids is white, you know. Just throwing the whole thing off. I thought he was going to segue into, like, what the program, you know, mission going to be, how he going to, you know, how is he going to, you know, change his philosophy from, you know, the years of Roy Williams and whatnot. Like, what is he going to make his stamp on UNC? You know, how is he going to put his stamp on it? But he just went on a tangent about, you know, people, you know, whether or not they care about his kids or he care about his kids or whatever he was talking about. I don't know, man. It's just, I don't know. Nowadays, they feel like most of these kids not even really going to care about going to a blue blood school, especially since they know they only got to be 1 year out of college. And even that's about to be removed. You know what I mean? LeBron James' son, what is he, like 2 years removed from almost being in the league as well? He was like a freshman this past year. I think this is going to be his sophomore year.
He'll be a junior. No, this will be his junior year. He come out with my great guys I had down in Florida. Yeah, he'll be a junior.
So he got like two or three years before he get in the league, you know? So, I mean, most of these kids are looking at like, I can go wherever, spend a year there, still show that I'm great, you know, and still be a good lottery pick, a high lottery pick at that. So, I mean, I don't really think necessarily it's going to hurt his recruiting, but at the same time, it's not – he ain't do nothing to help himself, you know?
Hey, what you think about the draft, man? We got the draft coming up on April 29th. There's a couple of teams up there. Yes, sir. There's a couple of teams up there.
I hope y'all put in a good show for the world to see. You know what I mean? Again, you know, of course, Trevor Lawrence is going to be the first pick. You know, all things accounted for. New York already said, the Jets already said they're taking the dude out of BYU. And, I mean, you could call him sorry. You could say he didn't play nobody. But, I mean, people said that about Josh Allen. He probably one of the top seven quarterbacks right now in the league, you know, just off his past season. But, again, I mean, I ain't going to take too much credit away from him. Again, with the third pick, San Francisco, if they take Mac Jones, John Lynch is the worst GM in the league, like possibly all time for San Francisco. If he takes Mac Jones, who has just as much starts as what's the dude from North Dakota, Trey Lance. He has just as many starts as him. You know, 17. What, no, I think Trey Lance has 19. So yeah, Mac Jones has 17 starts. Now, if you trade three first round picks and say, I traded three first-round picks for Mac Jones. You know what I mean? Not even no big flavor. His name don't even ring bells like that for real. When you think of Mac Jones, you think of all the weapons that he had around him first before you think of, all right, he's a do-it-all QB. I mean, they need to go with Justin Fields, period. You know what I mean? And that's the only way they're going to justify trading that many picks, that many first-rounders. Like you said, El Boogie, he got more upside than Mac Jones. Mac Jones may be the most pro-ready quarterback right now. Out of all the QBs coming out, he may be the most pro-ready. But he don't. That's his All right, basically what I'm trying to say is Justin Fields' floor is Mac Jones' ceiling. Like, everything he can do, Justin Fields can do just as good. You know what I mean? He may not be able to read defenses right now because he need, like, another year. He maybe need, like, another year and a half to sit and watch football. You know what I mean? Hold the clipboard for a while. But, again, his upside is way higher than Mac Jones. And if they trade 3 first-round picks and say we're going to just take Mac Jones and be happy with it, then, again, you know what I mean? I ain't going to sit there and tell Atlanta not to take Justin Fields. But, again, I think Atlanta's going to trade back because, again, taking one position is not – it's not like Atlanta's saying, all right, whatever position we take, whether it be a quarterback, tight end, you know, wide receiver, whatever, we got more holes to fill than picks that we have. So, and they can get extra draft capital, you know, and swindle one of these teams who really like the Denver Broncos, you know, or the Patriots or somebody like that that really wants to trade the farm to get one of these QBs because, again, like you said, next year QB class ain't looking too good, you know. So, I mean, some teams may try to cash in right now, and I think Atlanta can take advantage of that, you know, and still be in a good position to get a great player and fill one of many needs that they got. Because, again, offense wasn't their problem last year. They couldn't stop a nosebleed like the Cowboys, you know. Sorry to throw them in it, but that's just facts, you know.
P-Funk, and don't make us hang up on you. Don't you be bringing the boys in this conversation.
Hold on. Let me redeem myself, right? All right, for all you Cleveland fans, right, you guys need to be rooting for the Bengals to take. For all Cleveland fans, y'all need to be rooting for the Bengals to take Jamar Chase or Kyle Pitts or whoever. You know what I mean? Root for them to take an offensive player. You know what I mean? Because if Joe Burrow can't sit there and get protected enough to, if he don't have time to throw the ball, that's excellent for Cleveland. Excellent. You know what I mean? But if they get Penei Sewell, you know what I mean, and Joe Burrow has time to pick. You saw when he had time to throw, he was picking Cleveland apart. You know what I mean? So y'all need to root for them to get a skill position and just leave Joe Burrow out there to die again. You know what I mean?
Three. I feel you, P-Funk.
Man, we appreciate you, P. AP, let me ask you this before we go. Do you think that the NBA, this is just off the cuff, just, you know, real quick, you think that the NBA right. should stop or prevent buyouts from signing, you know, the top players with the best teams?
Oh,
no.
That you know.
No, they shouldn't stop that. No. Again, if teams put themselves in better position, then maybe players would want to come there when they get bought out. But until you know what I mean, until you make your team look like a destination that players want to go to, you know, or you have former players that talk to, you know, current players and be like, hey, I know you probably ain't been looking at this spot, you know, but you know, I think you should get them, you know what I mean, get them a nice little look like Dwayne Wade did with Jimmy Butler. Like, I mean, granted, he wasn't a buyout player, but it goes the same way. Like, some franchises, like, you just look like I feel like going to Sacramento or going to what's another team, you know what I mean, some NBA suburbia, you know what I mean, that you just cast off to, you know, you'd be like, damn, he's still in the league, you know. I feel like if you make your team attractive, whereas you're getting good players and you got like a good scheme, good coaching and all that, then more buyout players might want to try your team, you know. Hey, even if I know they can't win the chip, I know and I at least have a shot. I can at least make them better, you know, and still have a shot to maybe knock off a top team and win the East or win the West or, you know.
Example, Carmelo
yeah.
Anthony.
Yeah.
Yeah, you want to put it that
Man.
Way. I got a question
right.
for you, P, before you get up out of here. Is Deshaun Watson in trouble, or is this just going to be brushed up under the rug?
Nah, this is definitely not swept up under the rug. I mean, again, it's at 22 allegations. You know, his lawyer saying he had over 150, 170 something, 180 massages over the last few years. So, which means mad women about to come out against him. I don't know. It's not looking too good for Deshaun Watson, man. I mean, I would hate to say settling at this point would necessarily say he's guilty. But again, I mean, it's in the court of public opinion before it goes to the actual, you know, court of justice. And I mean, it's looking real ugly for your boy. You know what I mean? I don't know how he's about to skate out from under this, because again, I heard one lady talking about, you know, since it ain't been nothing, you know, with the Houston PD, you know, no filings or nothing like that. You know what I mean? She was like, it may be the, you know, the feds looking into it. Like, hey, these are multiple women. Ooh. You know what I mean? This might be sex trafficking, you know, because he was paying for services, you know, over different states. And granted, it wasn't like trafficking isn't just like having women in cargo ships or whatever. You know what I mean? It's just paying for active service, you know, over in another state or in that particular state that you live in, you know? So, I mean, again, I don't know. He got one of the best lawyers, you know, in the business right now, so I ain't going to put it past him to, you know, try to make this water under a bridge, but it's looking real scary for that man. And I just, you know, pray he
Ooh-wee.
When the lawyer was talking last night, he said, I'll tell y'all one thing about Deshaun Watson,
I'm going to leave it at this. No matter if he win or lose, his name is under the bus for the rest of his life.
Mm-hmm.
He's trash for the rest of his life. When he walk down the street,
right. They're
going to whisper. You know what I mean? He's trash for the rest of his life if he win or lose, Philly.
You got women putting their names to some of these allegations now. So, I mean, it's looking real. Man,
as always, P, we appreciate you bringing that funk, man. Man, hopefully you tune in Wednesday at 7. We're going to be talking about the winner of the Masters and some more NBA and some more NFL as it comes to the draft approaching. We're going to see what they're talking about on these trade rumors. So we appreciate you, P. And as always, tell a friend to tell a friend to tell a whole lot of girlfriends.
Appreciate y'all, man. Stay safe.
No doubt.
Hey, Dream Team. I want to give a shout out, man, to Jason Tatum, the youngest Celtic to ever put up 53 last night. Want to give a shout out to Zach LaVine. That boy scored 50 last night. But not only did he score 50, but he scored 25 straight. And then on Wednesday, you know, we was giving Zion the business. We thought he was going to do something spectacular. But he waited till last night. Gave them boys the business. Put up 37 and about 14 rebounds. Yeah, you know. Yeah, shout out to them boys, man. Them young boys putting in work, man. You know what I mean?
It's the streets, man. We had to get them boys a little shout out. Had to give them a shout out. When we come back, big dummy of the day, and I think you guys already know who it is. It's the streets, man. Tell a friend to tell a friend to tell a whole lot of girlfriends.
Let's go.
Hundreds and fifties, can't swap a dime for a penny. You know that's a stupid decision.
Yep.
Head first with it. I shot a shot at my nigga, bitch. Really didn't think before I did it.
Nope.
Make it make sense.
Please.
Luckily, I was on point with the last hoe. Kept my receipt.
Why?
Warrants are good. Make sure I got her for a refund when I gave her back to the street.
Go.
Forever I rip, put the set on the chain. I'm thugging you, I already know how I came. Yeah, he got money, but niggas be lame. I Lambo'd her life, told her get out there rain. Her manny and pitted, same color my teeth.
White.
She got a blue chick and a chick without me.
Nice.
Hood nigga riding in the phone on E.
Still.
Sick of these niggas, COVID-19. Karate to walk it, trying to keep the cup.
Shake
came up like Giannis, I get bigger bucks.
Maybe.
Got four different choppers right there in his truck.
No.
I'm just being honest, I can get you touched. Put you in the blender, I can get you slush. I see the comments, but really I'm bothered. I know it's hurting, she salty, I scarred her. Beware what you lay up and say to these bitches, they can't hold water.
Period.
I thought a broke nigga said something. Talking shit, but they still ain't saying nothing.
Ain't saying
we gon' trap this bitch out till the feds come.
Run it up.
Huh?
What she say?
I thought a pussy hoe said something.
Right,
go when I'm talking, you listen.
Jealous.
Cut her off cause she spoke on the business.
Go.
I thought a nigga who watch what I do, but he can't get his bitch back said something. Is it true that he posting another nigga money? Probably. I'm put that past him.
Maybe so.
I thought a hoe that be speaking on me, but be fucking a broke nigga said something.
Listen.
Hold up, little
bitch, get a nigga that's lit. I'm the whole loaf, he the breadcrumb.
Go.
Rappers with these mixed feelings,
what?
I ain't fucking with them.
Nope.
Like a Richard Mille, let me know what time it is. Bag water run set,
huh?
Know you got it on, you're supposed to be smell proof. Busting out the back and seal. These niggas, little boy, childish, Fisher Price. Confident, I'm not cocky, so get it right. She bending over, but I want some head first. I don't even wanna know what the pussy like. Tripping too close to falling, so I'm ballin'. It's crazy, my op got shot, but I ain't call it. Psych, slow up. I come around, niggas go put they hoe up. These bitches stay on my channel, yeah. Must have seen me on TV, yeah. It took me 6 hours to count a meal exactly. I'm accurate with that cheese, yeah.
Big bag,
huh?
What?
I thought a bro nigga said something. Talking shit, but they still ain't saying nothing. We gon' trap this bitch out till the feds come.
Run it up,
huh?
What she say?
I thought a pussy hoe said something.
I thought they said something.
It's the Streets is Talking Sports Talk Show with a twist of hip hop from a street perspective. We in the building, baby.
Did somebody say something? I thought somebody said something.
It's Boogie.
I'm Bro,
Styles the God. OG the Buck. Man, it's that time of the show. T-Rizzy. Give it to us, man.
Come on, man. Now, y'all know I can't keep doing this, man, by putting these boys out there. But, damn it, since they put themselves out there like that, you know I don't have a problem with calling out who going to be the dummy of the day on this Super Saturday morning. But, man, everybody know what's happening. I know everybody thought I was going to talk about Paul Pierce and throw his dumb ass in there, but we talked about that on Wild Out Wednesday. But the dummy of the day, man, is your boy KD. When I say KD, I'm talking about Kevin Durant. Boy, you just came back from sitting out 23 games, but when you were sitting out during them 23 games, your dumb ass decided to Instagram and put all your business out in the street through a text message, going back and forth with the actor, Mr. Michael Rapaport. And, man, you talking all bad about this dude, wife, and this and that, going back and forth with somebody who don't even matter. And guess what? Your information was found where everybody can see the information. Boy, have you not watch ESPN and watch Coach Herm Edwards tell everybody in the world, just don't hit send?
Hello?
Oh, my goodness, man. And who is Michael Rapaport? He's just the white boy actor who want to be one of us, and you want to put all your business out there and talk bad about the man. I'm talking about you just didn't talk bad about him. You put his wife into it. Come on, KD. You only had one job. That was not to press sin. So today on Super Saturday, man, on April the 10th, man, KD, you are the dummy of the day, man.
You big dummy.
Hey,
yeah,
man,
you dummy.
Adam Silver goes in there too, because you didn't even suspend the dude. You just fined him a little bit. Man, that boy should have been suspended for about 3 or 5 games. So I'm upset at you too, Mr. Adam Silver.
I think Paul Pierce should have got it twice.
Yeah. He got fired, so.
Oh,
hey,
man, we had a lot
thing.
Of them.
I tell you one thing. Michael Rapaport, a sucker for leaking the text messages, man. He talks about my wife and my family. Look what he said. Like,
man, KD went ham, though.
About my wife, you know. Look
copy and paste. Copy and paste.
Right.
Man.
Shout-outs to God. You got any shout-outs before we get out of here?
Yeah, man. I got a couple shout-outs, man. I want to shout-out my man Trent Frazier. He entered the NBA draft this year, man. Illinois guard. I want to shout out Scotty Barnes, Florida State, man. He entered the NBA draft, and young boys done made it. Pop, they get into the bag, Pop.
Oh,
they
yeah.
get into the bag, Pop. Ah, let's go. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. T-Riz, any shout-outs before we get out of here?
Oh, yeah, man. You know baseball season done already started, man. And guess what, fellas? We done already had our first no-no. First no-no in team history, man. Shout-out to Joe Musgrove, my man in San Diego for the San Diego Padres. The kid even grew up right around the corner from where the stadium is. And the boy threw the first no-no. San Diego been around since 1969. Padres have got their first no-no, man. So shout out to Mr. Joe Musgrove. I hope you have a great season, young fella. But shout out to the fam, man, the Dream Team, STG, the young boy keeping the stats, to my boy ICE in case of emergency, doing his thing. Of course, to that boy OG the Buck, putting that music on so I can bob my head everywhere I go. Shout out to my big brother, Boo Meek. You know, man, to that boy DMX. Got to bark for my dog today. Sorry to hear about the loss, man. But, you know, going to be a lot of shows out about that, boy. So tune in and check in so you can check out the history of DMX because you know it's going to be running all weekend. So to everybody out there, to my boy T-Funk that called in, much love to you. To all the callers that was in the asylum, you know we love you, baby. And anytime you want to get on, get down with the streets, man. So to the fam, y'all know what it is, man. I catch y'all on Wild Out Wednesday, man. It ain't nothing but love. Happy birthday to my boy Blue. His birthday's Monday, man, on the 12th. That's my boy Blue, man. Happy birthday, baby. Let's go, man. Y'all
my boy Blue.
OG the Buck, any shout-outs before we go?
Man, of course, I want to shout-out all the callers. All the callers that EDD caller get in, but this is in the queue, man. Cuddy, Trey Lee, JVZ, Brody, Dev, my man Killer Cole. We appreciate all the support, man. The caller that did get in, my man P-Funk from Florida. He always coming with the knowledge, man. We appreciate your support, P. One of our all-time listeners, all-time callers, man. Appreciate it. I want to shout out my man. Oh, man, DMX, man. May he rest in peace, man. Like my man Boogie said, it's X Day right here, man. We doing it for X, man. Man, 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 let me give my man about 2 minutes, or two seconds of sight. Man, oh, man, appreciate you, X, man. Last but not least, the Dream Team, STG, ICE, T-Roll, my man, Boogie. Oh, world. Oh, world, do one thing for OG the Buck. Picture me rolling.
Woo-wee.
Street.
And I want to give a shout out. I want to give a shout out, man, to all the listeners all over the world that are listening to the streets, man. I want to shout out to blogtalkradio.com for giving us the platform for us to do what we do, man. Shout out to everybody, man, that's listening. Keep inspiring us. Get with us Wednesday, 7 p.m. Eastern Time. And as always, keep inspiring me. And tell a friend to tell a friend to tell a whole lot of girlfriends. Shout out to the ex, man.
All the niggas in my cell block, I told her I'd want to come home with them.
That's right, nigga. Picture me rolling. Oh, I forgot. The DA. Yeah, that bitch had a lot to talk about, of course. Can the hoe see me from here? Can you see me, hoe? Picture me rolling. And all you punk police, can you see me? Am I clear to you? Picture me rolling, nigga. Legit. Free like OJ all day. Can't stop me. You know I got my niggas up in this motherfucker. Manu, Pain, Sight, Mogo, Mowbray. Sad dog, sad. Can you picture us rolling? Can you see me rolling? Y'all ready for me?
We about this bitch. Anytime y'all wanna see me again, rewind this track right here. Close your eyes and picture me rolling.
If you ain't down with my mans in there, that's my mans in there.
Streets.
I love you boys, man. I catch y'all no on doubt. Wednesday. You motherfuckers.
See you Wednesday.
Well, that's why T-Row had a little more time.
Yeah.
Look, just between them two, look.